Today is Wednesday, June the 10th, 2020. And my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. So last night we went to the house again. But I do, you know, I did get, apparently I had not said that it was by the hour for the movers. I don't know if I had said that or not, but apparently it didn't get across to all of the listeners. So I had an email from Sam. We haven't heard from Sam in a while. She says, been listening to the moving story for several episodes now, and you finally used the magic phrase that makes everything fall into place. Movers charge an hourly, not flat rate. In that case, of course you're going to move a bunch of stuff yourself. We put our trash out to the road in black contractor bags and have done so for 20 years. But I live in the hinterlands where it's not that uncommon to not have garbage service and haul your own trash to the transfer center, i.e. dump. And then she goes on to say, I bought a microwave rice cooker because an acquaintance was having a Pampered Chef party, and I use it a fair bit, not just for rice, but other grains like farro and quinoa. I suspect I'd like a plug-in one far better, but I'm never thinking of it when I'm at a place that sells them. Hope the soap is nice. It looks nice, but looks don't matter much for soap. Happy new house adventures, Sam. Well, thanks for the email, Sam. So the movers are by the hour. We're not really moving stuff to save money necessarily. I mean, that's always nice, but it's just like there's crap that you just don't want to pack. There's stuff that is fragile that you don't want to trust with movers. And then there's just that awkwardly shaped item that you're like, there's not a box that will fit that. And what are the movers going to do? Because we're not having them pack for us. And if you have a bunch of awkwardly shaped shit and you don't put it in a box, they have to figure out what to do with it while they're here. And then it takes longer. And then you're, you know, increasing the amount you're going to pay. When you could just be, you're going to be making trips. Anyway, you know, we're excited about the house. So we want to make a lot of trips out there to see like how tall the grass is. And I don't know, you know, just whatever. You just want to go out there. And so anyway, so it's a mixture of it will save us a little bit of money. We can move awkward shaped shit that we don't really have boxes for. We can move anything fragile that we don't trust them with. You know, anything. We had 2 weeks from the time we closed until moving day. So plenty of time to just kind of casually take a trip out there, you know, in the evening. See what's going on in the neighborhood. All right, well, let's listen to a voicemail now. Thank you for the email, Sam.
See me soon. Are you going to Mount Rushmore again so you can ignore my family and me and not invite me to dinner?
Did I say I would see you soon? I don't know. We're not going to South Dakota that I know of. Although, you know, I'm trying to figure out what we're going to do for 4th of July. Obviously, we're not going to fly. And that's our anniversary, and we always travel. And we're not going to get on a plane yet because COVID's going up, not down. And, of course, there's no cruise ships to get on, and that's probably not a good idea either. And I don't know if we want to stay in a hotel because then, I don't know, it's just weird. So I was thinking, I wonder if I could rent an RV, but Mark was telling me that RV rental prices had gone up like, I don't know, I'm going to make up a number, this is totally wrong, but he was like 500% or something. I don't know, some large amount because everyone has the same idea. So I don't know, who knows, maybe we'll rent an RV and drive across the country.
Find a couple of new places out there to eat that are really cool. So if you ever come back, we'll have to go out there and eat. So anyway, Snotty Scotty is totally going to love your house. It is like beautiful. And I'm super jealous. I would love to have
a
huge wide open kitchen living room area like that. Well, actually, what I would like is like a house like yours, maybe the floor plan. Like I would like to have like a 20-foot by 20-foot master bedroom with a pretty good sized walk-in closet and a nice bathroom with a walk-in shower. And then as far as like the kitchen goes, like open like yours, but it doesn't necessarily have to be that big or whatever. But anyway, the other thing I was going to say is, how come you don't restart the Words with Friends game after you get done playing and you win or lose or whatever? So we've only played like four games, it says, and I won three and you won one. So I'm not bragging or anything, but anyway.
How dare you? How dare you? I've said many times, you're better than me. It's obvious you're better than me. Do you know why it takes me so long between moves? Because I'm literally sitting there like agonizing over where I'm going to play and how can I get so many points? And I'm not a Scrabble master like Kathy Bacon. So, and I don't know, you know, it's interesting. I don't know why I don't start another game. I should, and I was really close to almost beating you this game. You only beat me by a few points. I don't know the exact amount, but it didn't even tell me that you had beat me, but I only had one letter left. So you probably played like one letter and made 300 points or something. But the last I checked, you were only like 15, 20 points ahead of me. But I don't know. I don't know why I don't start a new game. I will. I'm now going to go start a new game, but it's probably because I feel more wanted if someone else invites me. It's probably like a subconscious thing. Like I want people to invite me to play. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's all I was going to say is I really, really like your house and Snotty Scotty would really, really like it too.
Thank you, Kathy. I appreciate it.
I don't know
it.
If he saw it. I think I might have pointed it out to him on, well, I might have pointed one out to him, but I think it came right off of your show art or whatever, but I don't think it was the same picture or same house or whatever. But anyway, all right. Well, I can't remember what else I was going to say. I was going to say something else, but of course I can't remember. So Mount Rushmore and coming here and visiting and, oh my gosh, how could I forget? So I told my motorcycle friends that I was going to come out there for 4th of July and Don the Con is going to be out there. So I don't know. We're going to see how this plays out or whatever, but I will be GD'd if I'm going anywhere near.
You didn't say bye, so I'm wondering if the voicemail cuts off after 2 minutes. Well, thank you for your call, Kathy, and thank you. I'm glad you like my house. We love it. There are always things where, you know, I mean, we're going through. My landscaper person apparently got annoyed with me, and he will not email me back. I even did a follow-up email, and I'm like, hey, just checking back in. He didn't respond. So I feel like I've pissed off the landscape designer. I don't know why. Maybe I was overexcited. I'm not really sure. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Maybe he thought we were too poor, and he was like, I'm not wasting my time with these people, because if you need a quote, then you can't afford it. You know, that saying like, oh, if you have to ask, you can't afford it. I don't know. Anyway, I emailed another person that my stepfather recommended, so we'll see about that. Also, I emailed an electrician to see about how much they would charge to come out and install all my smart switches. Because normally I do that myself, but it is a pain in the butt. And so if they don't charge too much, who knows? Also, there was drama because I know you guys are interested in my internet. So I called the internet company today because it was 7 to 10 business days for them to go out and run the fiber to the house. And I called them today and they said, oh yeah, that's already done. But we're waiting on some equipment. And until the equipment comes in, we can't do the internal part of it. And they said, maybe in a couple of weeks, we'll have the equipment. Well, Mark and I move in on Saturday and we work from, I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, the reason I signed this contract with you guys is because you were going to be able to get in faster than Cox was. And now it seems like you're going to be slower and we're moving in on Saturday and we work from home. Plus, I have Pride 48 live streaming weekend and I have to have internet for that in 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks, whatever. I didn't tell him that, but I was like, so, you know, I'm in a 12-month contract with you guys. Can I get out of that? And he said, yes. He said, if you don't want to continue and we haven't come out or anything, he's like, we're totally letting people get out of it. I'm like, okay, leave everything the way it is. I don't want to do that, but good information. Thank you, Steve, or whatever his name was. I'm like, good information. I know it's not your fault. And I know COVID happened and all that, but I'm like, I literally could have had Cox out here like 3 days ago and, you know, thank you guys. Anyway, but I'm like, leave everything the same. Then I called Cox and I said, hey, Cox, can I do a month-to-month plan? Because a lot of times they trick you into a contract, and then you're stuck for like 2 years or something. I'm like, you know, can I get it month-to-month? And she said, yes. And I said, how soon can you come out? And she said, tomorrow they can do the external stuff. And she's like, we're doing these virtual installs, so they won't come in, but they'll, like, I don't know if they're going to stand outside. I have no idea what they're going to do. But she's like, they won't come in, but they can come out within a couple more days. So I'm like, okay, put me on a month-to-month plan and have them come out tomorrow. So we're going to do that. And then I'm going to not cancel the Ozarks Go because I really want fiber. So when they come out, when they finally come out in like a month and set up the fiber, I'm going to cancel the Cox, theoretically. So right now we have two plans, but I'm going to cancel one of them. Hopefully we have internet at least by Monday so we can work from home and not have to drive back here to the empty townhome just to sit on the floor with our laptops and work. Ah. Other than that, I worked today and then I went and sat for the granite guy to come and repolish the granite because there was a scratch in it and that got done. And so tomorrow I'm off and Friday I'm off to start to finish packing and getting ready for the move, which is on Saturday. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.